This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. First of all, credit where credit is due for that pronouncer on the Treasury Secretary's name. Mr. Mnuchin was on CNBC this morning. Second of all, I will tell you what he said, some pretty interesting stuff, economically ambitious stuff, really, starting with this. Mr. Mnuchin figures the White House is going to have a tax reform plan done by August, this August, which is sooner than soon in the legislative time. The broad outlines include a substantial cut to corporate taxes and reduction in some individual taxes as well. Also, an almost certain and substantial increase in the federal debt. Marketplace's Abri Beneshour has more now on the political and economic consequences of it all.
If President Trump's tax plan and resulting budget turn out to be anything like candidate Trump's tax plan, they're going to increase deficits and add to the national debt. Scott Greenberg is an analyst at the Tax Foundation.
The latest version of the Trump tax plan would increase the U.S. deficit by at least $2.6 trillion over the next decade and up to $5.9 trillion.
Howard Gleckman is a senior fellow at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
He can use rosy economic assumptions to make it look like it won't, but the numbers are the numbers, and in the end, it almost certainly will.
Now, the problem here is that many Republicans have staked their reputations on fiscal conservatism. So will there be a showdown between Trump and Republicans over this? Probably not, says Norm Ornstein with the American Enterprise Institute.
Most of those who talk the most about fiscal conservatism do it when there's a Democrat in the White House and then abandon it entirely if they can get tax cuts when there's a Republican.
If the deficit is substantial, there is a concern it could hurt the economy long term.
That's what many of us would call a sugar high.
That is, massive tax cuts could be a form of stimulus when the economy doesn't need one. The risk is the economy overheats and we get inflation. Robert Bixby runs the Anti-Deficit Concord Coalition.
It will slow economic growth from what it would be otherwise.
There are a lot of milestones between now and passage of any budget. The House needs to weigh in, as do key Republican senators. But as of now, higher deficits look likely. In New York, I'm Sabri Beneshour for Marketplace.